Hey everybody, welcome back to the We Suck at D&D podcast. My name is Aaron and I'll be the guest DM for the Path of Prophecy, and I'd like to take a second to let you know that the following episode is not safe for work. There are going to be a lot of curse words used in these episodes, mostly by me. There are going to be a few S words, a couple of F words, and I believe even a K word or two, so viewer discretion advised, and thanks for listening.
Okay.
Right, Beak, on it in.
So, Mark. Yeah, he was acting a little weird, wasn't using his accent and everything. You think he knows something?
Yeah, before my daughter died, she used to use this term called sus. You ever heard of it?
Sus. Yeah, yeah. I think I have heard of sus.
Yeah, it's fucking sick, mate. Anyway, that's exactly what describes Mark right now, is he's being very sus at the moment.
Maybe we should go question some people, possibly Mark.
I'm thinking so. I'm thinking so.
Should we start with Mark, or should we ask some questions
I don't think we should start with Mark. I think we should let Mark, because I think Mark's actually busy doing things for me right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's not bother Mark right now, and also I don't think Mark's comfortable in his accent right now. So let's circle south. We'll hit the three houses here, assuming people are home. We'll just Jehovah's Witness it, and then we'll cross the street and then hit the. We'll kind of U shape it. You want to do that? You want to do these three,
yeah.
And then cross over to the next two, cross the road, do the one up top, and then kind of zigzag up to the middle.
All right.
Can I not see what you're doing?
Nah, you can't hear here. I don't know if anyone can erase, but I kind of want to run it this way.
I can't even see what you're drawing.
Hang on, once it's done, you will.
Okay.
There, like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have characters pre-planned for all these houses.
And that's why this is improv, mate.
You're literally the devil.
I'm literally the devil, but guess what? Yeah, you know, right. You could fucking totally cop out and be like, no one's fucking home. No one's fucking home. No one's fucking home. You could just do that over and over. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Everyone's fucking dead, you wank.
Yeah, he could totally do that. And he's like, he killed everybody in a stealthy manner. He just decided to obliterate your house and leave. And if that's the case and Mark's left alive, I've got a lot of fucking questions for Mark.
I got a lot to say to Mark.
In fact, I'm going to roll initiative the second we fucking start talking to Mac.
All right. Are we doing that?
Mark's
are we going
right
house
next
to house?
You.
There's 1,000% chance that we're going to that house, yeah.
So, I mean, Mark is right next to you. Are you rolling initiative on him?
No. First, I want to see what the fuck's going on with these houses.
Okay.
You said we were getting through it too fast, mate.
Yeah, true. All right, we walk over and I knock on the... Well, I can't speak for her hair. So Diggs walks over and knocks on the first door.
I'm with you. I'm right there. I mean, it was my plan. I'm there.
True.
That was a good knock, mate.
All right, just get up. I've got to sit up straight in my chair and all.
That's fine. I mean, you were startled by a knock? You weren't expecting company?
Yeah. So you knock on this door, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's made of really light wood, so it's pretty loud. And you hear footsteps on the floorboards coming towards the door, and an old woman answers. She says,
Can I help you blokes?
Yeah, hello, you remember me, I'm your neighbor.
Oh, you. Oh, O'Hare.
Do you have a moment to talk about our plumber and save your plumber O'Hare?
Actually, you know what? This is kind of my territory, city. Let's just, let's dial it back just a little bit.
Sorry.
That's fine. No, you know, just kind of watch how I handle this one, and then we'll probably figure it out on the next house, all right?
All right.
I like the enthusiasm, but we're just going to dial it back just a little bit.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Down the back.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hoolahan, hello.
Oh, you fucker.
It's Connor O'Hare from next door.
Oh, hey, Connor. I heard about what happened. That's a right shame.
Yeah, still kind of in shock from the whole thing. He hasn't really hit me. I haven't even cried yet. Anyway, was there anything notable about that night that that might be worth sharing? Since we don't really have a law enforcement set up in this town, I figured we'd just kind of, you know, do a little bit of a, what would you call it, vigilante detective work.
I used to do some of that back in my day, I understand.
Well, I remember your husband, Gary O'Hulahan, he was a part of a detective agency up in Farmshare. I don't remember what the other towns are called now that we're zoomed into this one, but...
Oh, he actually made that up. He was having an affair.
Oh, sorry to hear about that. Let's not make this about you, though, Mrs. O'Hulahan.
You're right, of course. You know, I did see some of what happened, and after all the hubbub, I went outside, and I couldn't help but overhear from the nicer part of town some other screams.
You're kidding me. So he must have went north.
North, yeah.
All right, Mrs. O'Hulahan, is there anything else that you'd like to share that you remember on that day? Anything that stands out at all?
My niece was on the Price is Right. That's it.
Your knees were on the pro. What happened? You cut out, Mrs. O'Hulahan.
Did I really cut out?
Yeah.
Ms. O'Hulahan, your connection's not very good.
She's glitching all over the place.
Ms. O'Hulahan's just phasing through the wall. She's like walking into tables. Full speed.
I heard the Price is Right, but that's all I was able to make out.
I said...
I don't remember much other than that. Price is Right was on the telly, and my niece was participating in the crowd.
Oh, fantastic! She wasn't up on stage though, was she?
No, she didn't get picked. She never gets picked for anything.
All right, well, you're going low res again, then, Mrs. O'Hulahan. So we're just going to leave you to your terrible connection, and we're going to. I know that every sign is pointing north, but I've already got a route planned out, so I kind of want to head to the next house.
No one else answers the door. I'm going to say it right now.
Fast forward to us knocking on the next. Seven doors?
Yeah, okay. Montage of the next one. No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Just heard doors knocking.
Yeah, there. Okay. Alright. Wait. Oh, I went back into Ruby.
Oh.
Oh, that's a terrible. Oh, and now I'm doing Robin Williams.
Oh. Oh, I'm a dolphin.
Hey, see anything suspicious? Oh. All right. No, what am I doing? Fuck. Eat a chip. All right. Throw the shrimp on the barbie. All right. We'll then. Let's. Okay.
You bloody boys! Which of the bluest bloke there ever was?
Bluest bloke there ever was. All right. There we go. We're back in it. Just a little anti-donor to get us back in the
mood. Yeah.
All right. Well. Then we're back in the nicer part of town, as Mrs. O'Hulahan put it. Her first name is Gretchen. I just wanted to, if anybody was curious, just for the listener, if you can picture a Gretchen O'Hulahan, that's...
Gretchen O'Hulahan, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice grandmotherly type.
She was, mate. She was. And honestly, like, I always looked at her like a grandmother. And then, like, 4 years back, she got, like, an incredible tit job. And now I'm just like, fuck, is Gretchen hot all of a sudden? We're back in the nicer part of town now.
Yeah.
three setback for that.
Yeah, so we're back in the nicer part of town, and it looks like I'm waiting for some direction. I also just want to point out to Diggums, mate, you handled those last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 houses really well. You learned a lot from that first encounter, and I just want to point out what a great fast quick learner you are.
I appreciate it. It was pretty easy since they didn't answer the door, but
your prepared spiel was really nice.
Yeah, I was. I just, you know, saying it over and over again, just trying to learn it. You know, my job doesn't particularly require me to be good with communication, so you know, I'm not really much of a talker.
Well, listen, you look like you hit it under control. You know what else I noticed as I'm looking at this map is there's a little looks like a boathouse down here.
Yeah, something over there.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. Yeah, I've lived here my whole life, never noticed it.
Yeah, you must not have ever went that way.
Never really had a reason to. I mean, there's no plumbing to it, so it's not like I'd...
Right. So anyways, we're up here at this nice part of town. We should probably knock on a door. Is there like a... Are any of these shops, or are they all houses?
They're pretty much all houses. They, I'd say there's a very small market, like right here in this part of town.
Oh, okay, like an outdoor market.
Yeah,
it's like a like a plaza.
With this, say this is a church, and right across the street, this is a bar.
Okay, what's the traffic like?
I'd say there's probably about 5 or 6 people mulling about, going through the day's business.
Okay, I walk up to the merchant who's at the little market there.
Oh, that's the local merchant, Keith.
Keith, all right.
Keith Goodall.
Hi, Keith.
Keith, what?
Goodall.
Good oil.
Goodall.
Goodall.
Right, like what's that woman's name that with the monkeys?
Goodall.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Keith. Hi, Keith.
Wow, you got very authoritative all of a sudden, Diggum.
Sorry, I'm trying. There's for some reason I can't say his name without sounding like I'm angry.
Keith.
Excuse me, Keith.
Wow.
Oh, he's startled. He's like, he was kind of arranging his oranges, and he turns around and looks at you both and doesn't look reassured.
He's selling your people by the dozen.
He's like, he says, oh shit, how can I? I'm not going to be able to slip into this accent, dude.
Sure you will. Just try it.
I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, you're going to do fine. Listen, I don't know if you're a fan of the show, but Christopher has had his fair share of run-ins with accents that are a little bit tougher.
I remember. I really hated it.
I loved it. It was my favorite part.
Only because it's Chris, though.
I turn back to Hare and I say... My head is an orange, yes, but also oranges are something we grew on trees and for people to eat. They weren't like all sentient.
All right, just making sure that it wasn't like an offensive gesture. So,
no,
so
it's fine.
You yourself have eaten oranges?
I.
How do you eat?
I.
How did you drink that coffee earlier?
We'll talk about it later. All right. Hey, Keith.
And a small, like one of those sleeves that keeps the coffees hot, or like not from burning your hands, just kind of slides from betwixt his cheeks.
Right, does he have like facial features like the Pillsbury Doughboy or something, or is it just like a straight up orange?
Nope.
I think
it's just a straight up orange.
Just a round orange with, you don't have a label anywhere?
Is it head size, or is it like 3 times bigger than normal head?
It's big.
It's bigger. It's probably double the size of a normal head.
Okay. So like a trash bag would struggle to get over your head.
Yeah, like I think of like Jack from Jack in the Box.
Yeah, pretty much the. That's exactly okay. The scenario.
So you exclusively wear button-up shirts.
I wear. I'm a bounty hunter, so I wear like kind of like tactical.
Yeah, it's he's got buttons on it. It's like more like the hook and loop style.
Okay.
Yeah.
You, like Kevlar?
No, for? Not hook
like,
and loop.
Like leather, like a leather, yeah, leather pieces.
Like a leather duster?
Yeah, like one hook, one loop, and it just kind of...
I wouldn't say a duster, because I already have a character that wears a duster. Just kind of like leather, leather armor that's kind of... You know how like older armor is made of leather to be like roped together mm-hmm. over some sort of clothing... Like tactical-ish.
Okay.
Sort of like that.
Okay.
And my shovel is holstered on my back.
Okay, cool. All right. So, Keith turns to you guys and says, "Fuck all. You're both quite off-putting."
That's pretty fucking like rude. But
yeah, I'm burnt. Anyways. I'm burnt up, Keith. It's me. It's plumber, the local plumber.
O'Hare.
Yeah, sorry about my face.
Fuck, mate. You look fuck. You look awful.
I feel awful. Listen, we were talking to Gretchen down the road, and she said that she heard some screams on the night that my child was murdered. My house was burned down. So I feel really terrible for her for having to deal with those screams coming from this part of town. And I'm just looking to see if there was anything that you could probably expand on with those screams that happened.
Oh, yeah. There's been screams every night.
You're kidding?
No, the night your house burned down, someone was murdered here right in the bar.
Oh, see, I've been so self-absorbed, Keith. I'm so sorry.
No, it's no problem. It's honestly, I could go for a drink if only they hadn't shut this bar down. But I will say, every night there are screams coming from the cemetery.
Oh, do you think it's screams from people, or do you think there's like a goat over there?
It's hard to say, mate. Honestly, us locals have been too spooked.
Oh, you know what? I can kind of see just the little bit of the cemetery from here. It's not where my daughter and wife were buried, is it?
I'm assuming that's precisely where they've been buried.
Yeah, that's where Mark said they were buried.
I didn't know if Mac like buried them like in this area next to my house. Or if like
no,
okay. So he buried them in the cemetery. Well, that was good on Matt.
Well, he buried your daughter next to your wife. He said,
yeah, that makes sense. I remember burying my wife at the cemetery. So yeah, sorry. I don't know. Like you know, how some people are like, yeah, it's right next to it, but really it's like a mile. Like they're like, I don't know, Houston's right next to Dallas. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't know if he was speaking in Keith. Those type of terms.
Hey, Keith, you said that the bar was closed down. Was the person that was murdered in the square here, was it the bar keep? Was it the owner of the bar?
Oh, it was the owner, but he was murdered in the bar.
Oh, he was murdered in the bar. Okay. So that bar has been locked up?
Right.
All right, well, sounds like I'm going to go kick the door down.
All right.
Keith, he's just kidding about that, and we actually we're gonna go up to the cemetery, and I kind of look over at Citrus, and I kind of wink, just because I live here, and I don't want the reputation of like busting down houses. So if you could stop telling people you're gonna break and enter into the town that I live at, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. So just you know, use a little bit of discretion as you're talking.
I'm gonna go have a look around.
There you go. All right, not kicking anything though, Keith. All right, Keith.
Keith is just absolutely silent. Sorry, just
Keith just T-posed and was like, "Oh keep it going.
Laughing fit turned into a little heartburn. I didn't even hear what the fuck you said at the end.
Okay, so Keith was stricken with heart pain, and he's just kind of clutching his chest and kind of walked away.
He just falls over and we leave.
What did you ask Keith? I'm sorry.
We just told him like a lie, like a big fat fucking lie about how we weren't going to go kick in doors.
Well, roll deception.
I was going to say it's deception.
How do these typically work?
Oh my god!
I mean, obviously that works, but like, would he just have to break the medium for that?
Yeah, well, you just got to figure out how good Keith is at detecting lies.
So the average roll is 10. So everything I base everything off of 10, and then I also base it off of how big the lie is and how likely the person it would be to believe it. So like, if somebody caught Gavin doing something and he tried to lie his way out of it and they had a lot of evidence against him, I'd make the roll in my head a lot harder than I would if he was just doing something like this, where Keith probably doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't really care, but he definitely heard you say you were going to do that.
That's true. but also, I mean, like, if he doesn't care, then...
So Keith's just like, all right, handle your business. Sorry I was rude, mate. It just surprised me.
Yeah,
you're fine, Keith. Don't worry about it, mate. We're all under a lot of pressure right now. It's a stressful time.
right. Well,
I love how understanding I am. When like obviously I've gotten the worst of it, but just like, it's all right. Everything's fine. I understand you're going through some hard times.
A piece of your charred cheek falls off.
Just kind of stick that back on. I'm like, that's all right. Listen, you're going through hell, mate. It's all right. Heartburn and whatnot.
So
the city digs heads over towards the bar.
All right. So the bar is not necessarily like boarded up or anything. It's just been closed and locked. But you can see that there. Are you doing like a full walk around? Presumably.
Yeah. Why not? Let's do a walk around first.
You want to do like a quick perception check?
Yeah. That's going to be an 18.
All right, so with a full walk around the bar, you can tell that it's not boarded up. It's just locked normally as though they were shutting down for business. And there's a front door and a back door, but there's no clear sign of any like breaking and entering. It's
okay.
The bar looks more or less as it would normally during its off hours.
Okay. I'm going to... You said that the back door is locked too?
Yes.
And I can tell that. Okay.
Who's in charge of like of making these decisions of like closing a bar down and locking it up after somebody dies?
I imagine that would be the mayor.
Where's the mayor's house? I live here. I should know that.
It's the big complex over there on the right.
Oh, it's the big complex. I mean, doesn't it make sense that we'd go talk to him about it? Or do you want to go kick it indoors? I mean, it's your...
I just kicked the door.
All right.
I kicked the door while he's asking. Do I need to roll anything?
A strength check. Would it be strength? I think it's strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think he's got the skill of kicking, so...
Not as strong as I thought it was. 13?
Yeah. Well, this door... It doesn't fall off its hinges or anything, but you definitely break the latch, and it swings open pretty hard. It's dark inside. You can't really see.
Oh, is it? Well, I thought I had something.
Let me,
and I don't.
Let me specify. You can't really see from outside where it's well lit.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go in here and take a look around. I walk inside.
All right. You going with him over here?
Yeah, why not? I'd probably, take a look inside with him.
All right. So you, as you walk in through the back door, you walk past, like, there's bathrooms there. one on each side. As you walk into the main room, it's kind of like an old-timey parlor room, like a wild, almost kind of Wild West, but with a, I don't want to say tiki theme, but there is a lot of like that thatch stuff, kind of.
Yeah, like palm tree fronds.
Yeah, like hanging over like everything. Fronds on the bar and stuff like that. No pineapples or anything crazy, but just fronds. And it's nice. You can kind of tell it's like a pretty nice bar. It's not the kind of bar you go to get into a fight.
Yeah. So, Paul actually owned this place. I used to take all my mates and Sheila's here. And, he was going for like a, not quite a tiki theme, but he used the resources he could, and we had a lot of palm trees and whatnot in the area, as you saw as we rolled up. So I actually remember about, I don't know, 8-9 summers back, myself and can't remember my wife's name for the life of me, but she helped.
Ophelia?
Ophelia. We actually helped help set this place up. Well, we remodeled it. It was just wood and stone at that time. So, yeah, we just it was a good day.
I'm gonna make a perception check around the inside of the bar, see if I see anything that doesn't seem like it fits. Oh nope, no, I'm not. It's a natural one.
Oh,
plus 3.
Okay.
I see Citrus, and he's kind of just looking at his own hands, and he's like, I don't see anything.
Citrus is just looking out, back outside, like right into the sun.
And I'm gonna roll perception, because I've got a little bit of familiarity with the place. And I'm going to tell Diggums, I tell him, I got a 16, Diggums.
That's a pretty good look.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get some intel from a higher power on what I see.
All right, so for a 16, you can tell pretty well that there was a, maybe not so much a struggle, but something definitely occurred. There are some of the mugs that are normally placed upside down on the bar have been thrown onto the floor and smashed.
And, is there like do I see any more of those like portal markings or teleportation markings?
No, you do not. So where kind of behind the bar, what you can piece together based on your perception roll is that there was some kind of scuffle behind the bar, and that stuff got knocked down. There's also a puddle of, or a dried puddle of blood on the floor, kind of like a long splatter with a couple little arterial lines on the bar as well.
Well, that just confirms our theory that someone was murdered in here. Not even a theory, so it's it was told to us.
Right, I'm just trying to maybe find some sort of like evidence that may point us in the right direction, you know.
Honestly, Diggums, the only reason I know you'd look in the wrong way is because your feet are pointed that way. But you gotta turn around, mate. You're facing outside again.
Is this a one story type place? Is it two stories?
Yeah, it's two story.
Okay. If I was a person who was hell bent on teleporting around a town and murdering people every night, I would probably try to find somewhere to stay, kind of like a safe house, you know? So I'm thinking one of these empty buildings may have more evidence that we would need.
You want to take a look upstairs then?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I'm aware that there's stairs here. You could just ask me, mate. I helped rebuild the place.
I'm gonna
head
upstairs.
So you go upstairs?
Yeah. All right,
so as you go up these perfectly great stairs.
They're nice. They're nice. And honestly, if we get up there, I installed an upstairs bathroom. It's really nice.
So, let's say the stairs go up this way, and there's a hallway that goes to your left. I don't know if you can see the markings I'm making.
Yeah. So I remember that hallway.
There's... You're fucking killing me, dude. Barely holding it together right now as it is. So, upstairs, there's two small rooms. One at the beginning of the hall and one at the end, with another like small bathroom in between the two. It's like a shared bathroom. So, three doors total.
All right, I'm gonna go real stealthy at this point, just in case there are any more mates or Sheilas up here, residual style. And I'm going to start just kind of sneaking around, all sneaky plumber hairstyle.
Alright, I will move stealthily behind.
And I'm going to do another perception check up here.
Hold on. I guess it doesn't. Roll stealth, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to roll stealth. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. That's a mean ass 19.
Okay.
I got 10.
I'd say you're both fine.
Alright.
So you guys are sneaking through this hallway. Which direction are you heading?
If I remember how the stairs work, I'm heading down the hall. And because I remember this, the doors are going to be to our left as we walk down this hall.
Right.
Right. So I'm gonna sneak up to the door, the first door on my left, and I'm gonna do just like a. Like, I kind of listen just a little bit to see if I can hear anything happening.
Alright, you don't hear anything.
Alright, not even a perception check needed. I'm assuming just from, you know, context clues, the Diggums. I was a little thrown off that we had to roll stealth. But I don't think there's anybody up here, mate.
Maybe we should check the other two doors before we make that assumption.
Maybe, or I could just yell at the top of my lungs. And
I mean, we could split up and just barge into the last two rooms at full speed.
All right, let's do that. That sounds like a fine idea.
All right, take off in a full sprint to the door at the end of the hallway.
All right, and I'll go to the middle door.
All right. Did you guys go in the first room?
No.
I just kind of listened. But I rolled a 19. I mean, if something was happening in there, they should have been like, they'd be floating in silence, right?
Right.
All right.
So you're going to the middle door, Chris? You're going to the far one?
Yeah.
All right. So.
And I pull out my shovel just in case.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out my. It's the first time I've had a ready in action. I don't even know what I have. I've got a fucking pipe in my hand.
Yeah.
There we go. I've got a pipe of plumbing.
Hell yeah. So you're bursting into the bathroom?
Yeah. Gonna reroute some lines in here.
Alright, so you both burst into those... You burst through those doors into those rooms. O'Hare, you see a pretty simple bathroom. It's kind of... It's decorated in a similar fashion as the downstairs. The walls being covered in thatch, just for the aesthetic of it. And there's a toilet there, and a mirror and a sink, but there, you don't really see anything of note.
All right, I flush the toilet and then just kind of sit back and feel good about myself in my craftsmanship.
All right, Chris, you burst in through that door into that room, and you see a pretty quaint tavern room. It's got a single bed, and it's got a hearth with a small chimney. But there's nobody in there.
Does it look like there was anyone in there recently?
Not so much. I'd say it looks as though the room was put back together in preparation for another guest.
Okay. Alright, I yelled down the hallway. Doesn't look like anyone's been squatting here.
I'm going to go, yeah, it seems that way. Did you hear that flush?
Yeah.
Solid water pressure, isn't it?
It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, that's the work of Plumber O'Hare.
All right.
Let's fuck off then.
Have you got?
Yeah, let's fuck off.
Do you
want to
check out the other room?
I might as well check it on the way out.
All right, I'm not going to. Just out of principle.
All right.
Okay, I walk over and just open it real quick. Peek inside.
All right. You want to do a perception check?
Sure.
All right. With the 16, you can see that this room has not been put together. It has recently been slept in. But more importantly, you can see one of those burn marks from the teleportation spell on the floor into the wood.
Fuck. Hair.
No, I told you at a principle I'm not going in that room. I'm Hair. Certain that no one's didn't do anything in here, and I'm sticking by that.
There's a burn mark in here and a possible recent guest.
You mean recent occupancy?
Yep.
I'm going to run in there then, and I run in there and I follow Diggum's lead, and I look at the burn mark and I do an arcana check just to see if it's the same one.
All right, let's see it.
Yeah, I clicked on it and nothing really happened, so I'm going to do it again.
I need to be on the main page.
It's a 9, which is weird because I don't know.
It just seems like it's a minus 1.
Yeah.
But
well, I rolled a 2.
Damn.
We're like, nope, nothing to see here.
So Citrus Diggum looks at the mark and is like, I think that might be poop. It's a good thing I didn't step in it. Right? No, so Diggums, you can't really confirm that it's the same spell as before, but O'Hare. With the 9, you're picking up hints of familiar magic. Like, you can definitely tell that if it's not the same spell, it's a very similar spell.
Alright. So from that, I can probably deduce that either 1, this is where he teleported, or 2, there's multiple people that are teleporting.
I have an idea. What if we set up sort of like an ambush here? This is clearly where somebody's been staying.
Right.
I mean, look at the bed. It's been recently slept in.
Yeah.
Are there any other items of like maybe personal, some like someone else's personal stuff laying in here at all? Maybe paperwork or something anywhere?
No, it's a pretty standard hotel room. There wasn't. There's not a buildup as though somebody's staying here. It just looks as though it was slept in at one point.
Oh.
It just hasn't been made back up yet. But I will say the mark is next to the gas lamp on the nightstand. It's like right at the foot of the nightstand.
Should we check the nightstand?
Yeah, let's do that.
Alright, I'm going to look into the nightstand and see what I can see. Do I see anything in the nightstand?
So, you open the drawer on the nightstand, and as you bend over to do so, you get like a fucking weird, like very off-putting feeling coming off this lamp. Like this, like
the fucking lamp?
Like this lamp itself is magical in some way.
Fuck, you think there's possibly a genie in it?
It's not that kind of lamp.
Can I try to do an arcana check on the lamp?
Oh, where's my game log at? What'd you get?
I'm going to do it right now. 11?
Yeah, so with your knowledge of magic, being a druid and all, you can tell that that was a teleport spell, most likely. You could deduce that was a teleport spell that was used, and the anchor point for it was this lamp.
So, the lamp is used as an anchor, as in, like, someone teleported away from it and then used the lamp to get back.
Yes, you can always. So, the way I'm reading it, at least, it's when you teleport, it has to be either to a willing participant or an inanimate object that they've already seen.
Oh. So, okay. Here. This lamp is an anchor for the teleportation spell. So either the person teleporting, aka Duval, used it to get back here after committing crimes, or has recently teleported away, and this is his anchor, and he will be coming back to this lamp.
Do you think the gas lamp is the gas lamp still on?
No, it's long since run out of fuel.
Perhaps we can just take the lamp with us, because if he tries to teleport back to the lamp, he'll teleport straight to us.
Unless we get more than 100 feet away from where he is.
Right. True.
So,
but we can continue to investigate the town with the lamp.
All right, so let's try not to get within 100 feet of this building.
Okay.
All right. So what I think we should do is... we'll probably head to the southeast of town. one of us should stay with the lamp in, like, possibly, like, that area. And then the other one go talk to the mayor.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you want to do a little rock, paper, scissors for who does what?
I'll hang out with the lamp. I don't mind.
You do seem to have a connection with that lamp.
So,
I didn't even notice it, honestly, and you were like, there's something smelly about this lamp.
So, just so we're on the same page, Gavin, you want to go to the bottom right of town, southeast? And
that's right.
Diggums is going to stay there with the lamp?
Yeah, just in case, you know, any Duvals show up, and then in the meantime I can gather clues from the mayor. I mean, this is just me throwing things at the wall.
All right.
I'm pretty open to if anyone's got any other ideas, but
I think he's just going to the east over to where the mayor lives.
Yeah, I'm not going far. I'm just...
So presumably you're going out the back door that you guys came in on. So as you walk out this back door, you hear a faint scream echoing off the mountains to the north.
All right, well, let's book it to the fucking mountains, and I'm keeping the lamp. Because if he's over there and he tries to teleport to the lamp, then he'll teleport to us.
Yeah, where Duval goes, screams follow. So, yeah, that makes sense. That's a saying we have, where Duval goes, screams follow.
So Diggums books it up towards those mountains.
All right,
As we're running, I think that that's far enough to where it probably justifies a montage song. So as we're running, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. And then we get there as soon as it renders.
I gotta fucking... They didn't have one with an open gate for me to put there. So you walk into the graveyard, and or in the cemetery, you see there's rows of graves along the east and west sides with a kind of an aisle and room to grow up the middle, with a fall at the very northernmost part of the cemetery. Next to the waterfall, you see Duval cleaning his hands, and he's wiping fresh blood off of his hands, and at his feet you see a woman that has been killed.
Okay. Question: are any of the graves near us open? Like, are there any open graves, like, ready for burial or anything like that?
No, they all look like pretty seasoned graves, with the exception of the one, let's say this one here. This one is freshly dug.
Okay. Is he facing the water?
Yeah, I would say you kind of got a side view of him. He definitely knows you're there.
Okay. then before he fully can look at us, I want to toss the lantern behind one of the stones before he knows we even have it.
The gravestones?
Yeah, I want to, like, in between, like, maybe to our left or right, I want to toss the lantern over to one of those, behind one of those, so he doesn't know that it's there.
Okay, so we'll say you guys are, like, here, maybe? And okay. And you throw it, like, right here?
Yeah. I just wanted to do that in case he decides to teleport.
Right.
So, I mean, you probably should have just kept it, like, in a pouch. How big is this lamp?
Yeah, but what? Then he's going to break my fucking, my Blandsport backpack.
Well,
he'd be also in the backpack.
I don't think he would be able to teleport within range of your weapon without contesting you in some way.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it would have been a better move to just keep it on you, because then he'd be like, boom, fucking gotcha.
I just didn't want him to see that I had it and then be like, all right, well, I'm going to teleport to something else then. Like, I want, if he's going to teleport, I want him to think, I'll go to that lamp, teleport, and then be in the graveyard with us still so he doesn't get away.
All right, so here's the plan then, since you've tossed it behind those headstones. Stay by those fucking headstones because I don't want to run up there. And then him be like, boop, I'm behind you now, see ya.
All right, then which one of us should go up there?
Well, I'm pretty fucking pissed at him. I mean, you should probably be pretty fucking pissed at him too because of all the burning of your village and your home.
I don't know if he had anything to do with that, but go ahead.
All right, well, to be determined. But I've got... fuck. So guns exist in this world?
I was kind of going to leave it up to you guys. If you want to run like a crossbow and we'll just call it a gun?
That's what I've called a crossbow. But I was thinking maybe like I made like a gun out of pipes. Like some kind of rickety, shitty one-shot shotgun or something.
I mean, if you want to have a... I prefer to keep it simple. Does your character have a bow?
Yeah, he's got a crossbow. Not a regular one.
I mean, I prefer we run the crossbow like it's a gun.
All right. Wait, run the crossbow like it's a gun?
Well, I mean, in terms of, like, functionality in combat.
Just like a one-shot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's literally, boom, okay, it could be a fucking rifle. I don't care. But it's got all the same stats as a crossbow. Fuck it, it's a fucking crossbow. I don't really care. We'll just call it a crossbow, and it's all fucking the same thing. I'm going to charge up to... What's my speed? My walking speed's 30 feet. All right. So I'm going to charge up 30 feet and roll initiative.
All right.
No conversation at all.
Nah, fuck this guy.
That's understandable. As he's... as you're running up to him, he's kind of standing up from his crouch where he was kind of down there cleaning his hands off in the water.
Real quick, I'm going to casually, without like drawing attention to myself, hold my shovel in a fashion that if he fucking teleports, I'm swinging that shit so hard at that spot.
Kind of like holding it like this, like you just kind of reaching back on it, just to be like, "Watch out!"
Yeah, yeah. I've got like my arms in a relaxed, but like also cocked over to the sides for a ready for a swing.
All right, so you're gonna prepare an attack in the area that, so we'll say you kind of snuck off to like right here.
Yeah.
All right. And here, I should probably get different colors for y'all.
I mean, I'm tracking. It's fine.
All right. So I'm just gonna make you like this. We'll say 30 yards cuts you like right here. Go with that.
It's closer than I thought. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's completely fine.
You said it's closer than you thought?
Yeah, but that's fine. I wasn't aware of the dimensions of this.
I would say it's 100 foot from gate to falls. So if you're here, I figured 30 feet would put you somewhere in this neighborhood.
Works for me. It's completely fine.
All right. So Duval.
So then I'm gonna do it.
Duval's he's standing up from his crouch after rinsing his hands off in the falls, which have now a hue of pink He says, you know, my father always told me I was a good judge of character. And he prepares his, what the fuck is it called? He pulls out his short sword. And now I guess we can roll initiative.
Rolling initiative. Alright.
Which, where the fuck is initiative?
I rolled a 19.
Rolled a 20.
Jeez. Rolled an 11. Jesus Christ. So
it tells me that Duvall rolled 13.
Oh, 11 plus 2. So 13. So we've got...
That is very little.
So who rolled the 20?
Right here.
Yeah.
I wish this thing would show me all of them when I'm in a character sheet. So it is O'Hare first. And Diggins. And then Duvall. All right, O'Hare. Take it away, my dude.
All right. I'd like to... It says I have a crossbow, but it doesn't give me any statistics for that.
I'll tell you the statistics.
Wouldn't you just hit the plus whatever and then do the damage?
Like, right, but it doesn't... It says I have a crossbow when it says, like, items. But if I go...
Are you in your actions?
And all I have is unarmed strike.
You maybe don't have it equipped.
Yep. Yeah, I better equip that.
Yeah, go to your inventory, equipment, check all the things that you want to equip, like your armor.
Oh, I do have a longbow, all right. I've got a longbow. And I'm going to shoot him with it. And here we go. 1d8 plus 2. Woo! Oh, wait, no, fuck, I have to roll to hit.
Right.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, I'm fine if you want to keep that damage.
Alright, it's 11. It's probably not going to hit him.
No, that does not hit.
But it would have been a good one.
Yeah, it would have been really good. It's a lot of damage.
Yeah, I agree. So your arrow whizzes fucking right past his ear.
But it was fucking flying.
And it embeds itself in the mossy stone of this, like this waterfall fixture.
Understandable.
Alright, do you have an extra action? Or an extra attack per action?
Spell, dodge, grapple, help, hide, improvise, ready, sitch, shove, use an object.
So where it says actions, does it say action per action?
Actions, attacks per action is one.
Hmm. Okay. Alright, Diggums, you're up.
How far from me is that guy?
I'd say
looks like he's about 50 feet.
Yeah, I'd say he's a cool 50 plus feet.
50 plus feet? Okay. Then I'm going to... My crossbow has 80 foot range, so I'm going to shoot him with that.
Okay.
Oh, nope. Mm-mm, not gonna do that. That's a 4 or a 5.
Hit. I like it. Does say I like nope. That it says pistol to hit.
Oh, it did. Oh, that's funny.
Kind of neat.
So well, I technically have 2 weapon fighting, but I don't have 2 of those. The other thing would have to be a spell that is I'm out of range for. So
okay.
Suppose that's
it. Do you want to use your movement? Or are you going to stay posted up?
No, I don't want to get away from this area.
Okay. So you're staying in place here. Like right.
Yeah. I'll just ready my shovel again.
Okay. If that works. We'll move on to Duvall, who... He's going to take a crossbow shot at you, O'Hare. Which I've got to roll... It's just the thing next to the weapon, right, where it says hit DC?
Yeah, you can click it and it'll roll.
I rolled an 8. Well, I rolled a fucking 3 plus 5.
For hair?
I don't think that breaks your armor class, does it?
What did he roll? I'm sorry.
An 8?
I have a 13.
15?
13?
Oh, 13.
15.
Wait. 1-3.
1-3, that's right. 1-3, 13.
Fuck off. Alright. So yeah, that shit does not hit, but he's gonna take... He's gonna use his movement to move up to you here.
Perfect.
And he's gonna use his second attack to swing his short sword at you.
Perfect. Please do.
It's a 19.
It's gonna hit.
And that's going to do 8 piercing damage.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I'm gonna take that damage, and I'm not real happy about it. However, I do have this thing called Emanate Telekinetic Energy, and if I'm really glad he moved up. Because with any creature within 10 feet of me does damage to me, I force them to make a strength saving throw. They have to get at least 12, and if they fail, they take 2d8s of force damage and get shoved 10 feet back.
So that was a strength check?
Yep.
You rolled a 17.
All right, well, he's fine. And I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah, I really wanted that to work. Truth be told. All right, so you're up over here.
I'm up, all right. Well, I'm going to pull out my short sword. Both of them. I'm going to get both of them. I have two-weapon fighting. So I'm just going to just... try to blitz him with both of them.
Just like that. Alright, let's see that.
8 on 1. Oh shit, I have to fucking roll to hit. Fucking hell. There we go. Fucking never mind. I can roll fucking 20s top fucking numbers on everything except for fucking hitting people, so it doesn't really matter. What do I do?
Are you... Okay, is it a two-handed attack or is it two attacks?
It's a two-handed attack. It's one attack.
Okay. So, that's not gonna...
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's two-weapon fighting, not two-handed weapon fighting. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure the specifics of that. I feel like there was something that had to do with the second attack, but I don't really remember. Anyway...
The second attack on two-weapon fighting doesn't get a bonus. Doesn't get, like, a proficiency bonus.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. So it doesn't get that plus. No. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Diggums, it is your turn.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I have a cantrip called Mold Earth. And so I'm going to excavate 5 feet deep worth of... dirt right there where that lantern is, so it falls into a hole, and then I'm just going to deposit that dirt right on top. Is it fair to say that he is focused on O'Hare right now, so he's not going to really see what
I'm
doing?
I think so. He's kind of preoccupied dodging O'Hare.
Okay, so I'm doing that, burying that fucking thing, so if he teleports there, he's underground, and then I'm using my movement to book it over there.
Okay.
And then I'll use my... At that point, I'll use my two-weapon fighting, take my shovel, try to smack him with it. Smack him real good.
Let's see that hit.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's a nat 20 plus 3.
What does it mean if it's a nat 20? It does double damage?
It doubles the damage. Christ. Yeah. So it'll automatically double the whatever I roll.
All right, let's see it.
That is going to be 10 damage.
That's 10 damage total.
10 damage total, yeah. So I fucking run up and whack him.
All right, so you're moving up to, like, right here, and you're swinging your shovel at him. So you swing the shovel at him, or unless you want to describe it. You can tell me where you want him hit.
No, go ahead.
So you run up to Duval while he's preoccupied holding off O'Hare, and you just fucking ream him right in, like, the... right in the shoulder on his trap there with that shovel. Just whack him real good, and it sinks in pretty far. So he's bleeding pretty good. I'm trying to figure out how to...
I hit him sharp edge down.
So like pointy edge? So like you speared him with it?
No, I was confirming what you said. I hit him with the sharp part.
Right, so you embedded this in his in his collarbone area. As though it were like an axe.
Gotcha. Okay.
Alright, so he takes that, and then next with
I hit him with it and I say, get juiced.
He's
completely forgot that that's a thing that Diggum's dud did.
Did.
Yeah, that's something I said when we created the character.
He's like put off. Like he instantly feels like a helpless, confused person in Montana. So he's kind of taken aback by that, but he gathers himself up and he's gonna take a swing at you, Citrus, with his short sword.
Okay.
That's a 15 hits?
Yeah, that's going to hit. Barely.
It's going to do 7 damage.
Okay. So what happens to me?
So he's... What is that? That's piercing damage, right? Yeah. So he turns after being hit and plunges a short sword in your direction and kind of nicks your pectoral muscle there. He was aiming for your heart, but it didn't quite go deep enough to get through your ribs. He's going to use his second attack to try to grapple you.
Okay.
And apparently I have to do a grappling check? Where the hell is that?
Grapple is... I want to say it's an opposed strength. So you roll strength and I roll strength and whoever's higher.
I should have checked my strength. So I can just click on this plus whatever thing and then it's going to roll, right?
Yeah. And I'll roll my strength. So I rolled 16.
I rolled a 9. How the hell? Does it just fail or do you counter grapple me? How does that work?
So alright, since I won, I'll describe it. So he comes up and so after stabbing, uses the momentum to try to grab me and grapple me. But what he didn't know is that this orange knows judo. And so I use his momentum and basically throw him off to the side in the same direction he was heading. And he just kind of fucking sprawls out across the ground.
It's actually considered jiu-jitsu.
Juice.
No, judo. Oh, jiu-jitsu, fuck off.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Oh, God. That was good.
You practice jiu-jitsu. It's fun.
Oranges. All right. So, who do we got next? We got O'Hare next. So, Duvall has been chucked back over in this area.
Which area?
You see me drawing?
Yeah, okay. All right. There so, he's go. Behind us. All right. I'm loving the jiu-jitsu moves, and I feel like I've got him where I want him. It hasn't been a strong attempt thus far, but I'm feeling like I can just bring both of those short swords down on him, so I'm going to try to do that again.
Go for it.
This is the time! Alright, 18.
That hits.
Perfect. Then I'm going to roll a couple of these puppies. It's 5 and 5, so 10 damage.
Damn. It's a whole mess of damage. Alright, so at this point he's not looking great. He's still on his feet. but he's not looking great. Do you want to describe the attack?
Yeah, so basically as the jiu-jitsu throw goes according to plan, he kind of stumbles down, and I'm aiming for, like, because I see him, like, I'm kind of off balance. So I'm just trying to, like, kind of, like, sink my hooks into him. So my blades are kind of, I'm holding them in a downward motion, blades facing down, kind of hooked towards me a little bit, and I'm just kind of scooping him with them to try to, like, bring him in close. And as I get him in, I just go, looks like you've got a leak.
Christ. Okay, so he's pretty harried, and he's very confused by your puns. Like, he doesn't know your guys' occupations.
Yeah, he's got very little backstory on us. I mean, the jiu-jitsu makes sense. It's pretty obvious he's an orange. But without... And then I kind of go, I'm a plumber, you see.
Okay. All right, so... Were you attempting to keep him pinned there in a way, or were you just, are you going to kind of disengage after your attack?
I mean, if I can hold him in, I've got grapple. I guess I could grapple him and just see if I can hold him. I want to force a teleportation is what I want to do.
I'm cool with the... Oh, damn it.
But I think that's another action altogether, so...
Right.
So, I mean, if I just have to... Yeah, and then he kind of... You know, if I just kind of and then yank away, it's you know, is it the most realistic thing in the world? No, but it's dungeons. So what are you gonna do?
It's true.
Can't break the rules.
Well, I mean, I'm tempted to allow the strength check just to hold him kind of in place. I know you wouldn't necessarily be grappling him.
No,
I'm gonna allow him to use his movement to move.
I'll accept it.
I'm gonna have to have him contest you strength wise. So all right,
let's see.
Yeah, let's roll a strength just to see if you can hold him there.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm not going to be able to hold him.
No, fuck.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, I rolled a 3, so...
Oh my
so
god.
So just like in like the weakest, meagerest way, we're like... and they just kind of flop away from each other.
He's like very fucked up. You're just kind of doing that? Empathy, maybe.
I just kind of slip on some, like, I don't know, loose pebbles or something, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah. All right, so
I'm a plumber, you see.
All right, Diggums.
Okay. Let's see. So when he slipped out of O'Hare's grasp, is he like what is he standing up, is he walking somewhere, is he moving, what's he doing?
He was pulled backwards a little bit by O'Hare's slice and dice, because you kind of had him from the back and were stabbing him in the front, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was kind of pulled back and he's, you know, bending his back forward away from O'Hare. Okay. But he's still very close to O'Hare,
so I'm gonna cast Mold Earth. And I'm going to remove 5 feet of dirt from right behind him where he's stepping back. So he falls into a hole. Doesn't do any damage. He just falls into a hole.
Okay.
So when he's down there, I'm going to walk up. And I'm going to hold my hand up to the sky so where he can see lightning clouds like coming together over him. And I'm going to look down at him and I'm going to be like, now you're gonna answer some goddamn questions, or I'm gonna fucking cook you in that hole. Then this is gonna be an intimidation check.
Alright, I would roll, what, wisdom against that?
I rolled a 10. You roll...
Constitution, maybe?
Constitution, saving throw.
I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 10.
What does intimidation do?
So I intimidated him into doing what I, basically answering my questions, doing what I want.
That's how I show physical violence. The GM might ask to make a charisma intimidation check. So, Alright. So, he's stuck in this hole, I'm presuming? Did you bury him?
No, he's just in the hole at the moment. Just so he can't run.
Alright, take a point of inspiration for the lightning.
Okay.
Lightning.
And that light, what that lightning is I was I'm preparing the spell called lightning.
Oh shit!
So if he was trying to get away, he'd have to get past right. that.
Diggum Strat's got some backing.
So he's intimidated. So I ask him,
"Who are you working for?"
Oh boy. Give me a second to figure out how the fuck to answer this. I work for no man. I was sent to this realm to do my father's bidding. On behalf of my father, I've wrought havoc through the streets as commanded.
Who's your father?
The great and mighty Endall, of course.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about the fucking head that we were toting around.
Is this related to the,
Show him the head! Show him the head! Show him the head!
Hold on. First, the Endall. What's his name?
Endall.
I think his name is Endall.
Yeah. Oh, his name's Endall.
Like, you've kind of got him where you want, and it seems like you're not really listening to him.
I'm listening. Oh, gotcha.
And honestly,
Endall Duval. Yeah.
When I came up with the name, I wasn't thinking of like a end all things. I was trying to think of a cool name, and I remembered doll guns from Borderlands.
Gotcha.
And I was like trying to slap things on that, and came up with Endall. It's just a dumb coincidence that it ended up being Endall.
Okay.
Should be Endall. I pull out the like Wendell without an E.
Or. I'm actually, my hands are a little occupied.
Here, grab the
That's
head.
That's right, I've got good sleight of hand. I'm going to roll sleight of hand for grabbing that head. Smooth ass head grab.
He rolls uncontested into your pockets and grabs the head.
And I go, the fuck is all this about?
What do you know about this?
Yeah, you rolled the intimidation, so I'll just hold it up I don't know, what would you call that? Depiction purposes?
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah,
like
for a dramatic thing.
Yeah, just like...
Yeah! Well, he said.
Just like, for like visual cues, like, hey, yeah, you can't just be like, what's this all about, and not show him something.
Yeah, you gotta see what I'm talking
all right.
about.
Alright, so, Duval, he says, what do I know about it? I know everything about it. He said, That's the head of the Chosen One, no? The one...
Yeah, that's what we're
the
told.
The one slated to save your pathetic kind from the demons?
I mean, if he was honestly, Duval's got a good point. If that's our savior, we're pretty pathetic.
I'll say.
Hold on. Sounds like Christopher's got his own end all happening.
Oh, no, sorry. It sounds like somebody's shooting a gun outside.
Oh, you know what? Because it's the 9th of July, I'm assuming that probably someone has some leftover fireworks.
Yeah.
Always.
It's just been going on for a minute, so they must have had a lot. Anyway, sorry.
So
go ahead.
Is your... Okay, kids. So, where was I at?
He said basically that it's our pathetic savior, and he's the savior to our pathetic kind, and... it's pretty much what he told us, what we already know.
Right, so, well, while he is still pretty fucking intimidated, he laughs nervously and says, your fate is sealed. There's nothing you can do now. It's too late for you.
So let's say that, like, Plumber here and I decide to take the place of this prophecy guy.
Only the Chosen can can fulfill that role.
How do you get chosen?
You don't. You're chosen by destiny. It's written in the prophecy. Haven't you heard your own land's prophecy?
Yeah, that old
Yeah, of course, we've all nonsense. Heard the land prophecy. I mean, we were very knowledgeable in that field.
I did show you guys this prophecy, yeah?
Yeah, of course. It's the prophecy.
Okay, it would be well known.
Yeah, it's super well known.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after. All right. So, where is Endall?
Endall lives within the mountain, as he has the last 500 years, waiting for his time to come to lay waste to the lands of men.
So goes the fucking prophecy, right? Of course.
Is he doing?
Is the army?
Of
is he
the,
doing anything later?
Is the army of the capital? Is that what it is? The capital?
Yeah, it'd be Theramir.
Is the army of Theramir working for him?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. More or less, the capital has always had the people's best interests at heart. But I can't say that they were working for my brother.
Who's your brother?
Logen.
Logen. L-O-G-E-N?
L-O-G-G-E-N.
So his name is Logen Dol? Was he like a half-brother with a different last name? Is his last name Jen?
Okay, so he's pretty... he's feeling chatty at this point. He says, he's not our father by birth. We don't take his names. We serve as his lieutenants. We do his bidding. We are the Ontek.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's fine. Got any more questions, Diggs? I'd just like to decapitate this man at this point.
Yeah, it's
Where's your brother?
Which one?
Okay. You have multiple brothers? Okay, how about this? Three questions. One, name all of your brothers.
No. What the fuck? Just brothers?
For fuck's sake.
Oh, Christ.
Name all of your fucking family that is important.
Give us a list of everyone involved in this scheme. How's that?
Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to write all these down. What was the prophecy guy supposed to do? What was his like thing that he was on a mission to do?
Prophecy states the Chosen will assemble the seven relics to use their strength to stop Endall. But it's too late now. The Chosen's dead. No one left living can bear the strain of using all seven relics.
Well, you know what? The way I see it, I can either fucking sit here and wait for Endall to kill us, or I can try to kill Endall and die, and then everyone dies anyway. So I think I'll probably just go get those relics.
And with that, I'm going to make him grab his head, hit myself in the nose with it, to where I take some damage.
Wait.
And
what?
Hold on. Yeah, you now listen. And then I'm going to use...
What if I just finish my spell?
Nope. And then I'm going to use... what's that? Emanate to telekinetic energy to see if I can hit him with 2d8s again.
I'm cool with you doing that on your turn.
But wait, the combat's pretty much over at this point. I figured we could just...
No, he's just intimidated. He's very much alive. And,
alright, then I'll tell you what.
I mean, does intimidation automatically halt combat?
I mean, this conversation seems like it did.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I'm kind of at the end of how many questions I'm going to have to be asked. Each turn is six seconds, no?
He can say that we get back, we go back into combat. All right. He's basically intimidated for the moment, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish off what I was doing here.
Right.
But not with that spell. I'm going to pretend like I stop doing that spell because he answered my question. I'm just basically going to lower my hand and the clouds are going to disperse. And I'm going to look at him and be like, what the fuck was your name? Duvall? Oh, yeah.
Can I ask him that?
Thanks, Duvall. Yeah, I don't know if you were really that much help, but I'll give you a round of applause anyways. And I fucking clap my hands together and cast Thunder Wave. And he needs to make a constitution saving throw. And I'm directing this shit directly down into the hole.
So goes to the runner?
He fails. He fails. That what I rolled was damage by accident. It had to be a 14 saving throw.
So he takes how much? 10 damage?
10 damage directed down into a hole. It's it's a wave of thunderous force sweeps out from me.
Oh, you don't have to roll hit or anything on that, right? It's just the constitution saving throw?
Yeah. Yeah. He takes, and I cast a first wave spell, so I'll take a spell slot. He takes 2d8, which was the 10, and is pushed 10 feet away from me, but he's in a hole and I'm directing it down into the hole, so he's slammed into the ground.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure how to. Let's see. Let's say roll a d4, and we'll add the d4's damage to as the damage of him being slammed down into the hole.
Okay. Oh, that was only one.
He just goes up, out.
Ow, my ass.
My panty.
Oh, gee willikers, mister. No, he gets slammed back into the pit by the, what's it called? Thunder Wave?
Thunder Wave.
So he just gets fucking battered into the edge of this hole you've dug by your Thunder Wave and kind of jars his back a little bit. And he is looking very well fucked up, but he's still alive, and he slowly works his way to his feet, and he looks at you, Citrus, and says, "This isn't over," and he casts teleportation to teleport to the lantern.
I look over at that grave and I see the dirt raise up a little bit. And I look at O'Hare, and I say, I think it's pretty fucking over.
So it's O'Hare's turn. I will say, let's say he used his movement to stick his hands out and clear some space for him to breathe, but he's still stuck under the dirt.
Damn, he's got fucking long arms for being 5 feet under the ground and able to do
he's
that.
He's 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So what's sticking out of the ground that we can see?
I'd say, like, if you're evenly ground level, his head is just below the ground, but he's kind of stuck his arms out to clear the dirt.
I don't really have anything that I want to do other than... I guess I could just turn my... No. Alright, I'm just gonna shove a short sword down in there.
Alright.
Is he pretty much planted? Do I have to roll to hit? Am I that?
Roll to hit, but take advantage on it.
Alright. Six. I'm gonna roll again for advantage. And if I miss this fucking guy twice. Yeah, 14.
Oh, yeah, it does not hit.
Fucking missed him twice. He's stuck in the fucking ground.
So you take two swings at him, but he's just right below the ground. The ground is kind of covering him up pretty well.
Congrats, you've given him a barrier.
Next we've got a and you dug that hole like right on a fucking grave site.
Mm-hmm.
He's just in there with some corpse. See, Diggums, you're next.
You see, what you need if you're trying to get into the ground is a shovel. And I slam my shovel down into the dirt about where his neck would be.
All right, take advantage on your hit. He's still trapped.
Okay, roll once. The first one was 21. Second one was 12. So I'll take 21.
Cool. Yeah, that hits for sure.
Okay, so let me roll 1d8. 6 damage.
Yep, that'll do it. So I'll let you describe it if you like.
Okay, so I can kind of see where his arms are, and by that I'm like, he's moving the dirt away so he can breathe. So I kind of know about where his neck is, and I pick up the shovel and in the most perfect digging motion, as my people have perfected, I slam it into the earth, and there's a satisfying crunch as I make contact with his neck, and his arms go limp, and I pull the shovel out, and I take some dirt, and I just pile it over his arms so that he's completely buried.
Nice. I really like that you added the "my people have perfected this." It's like they're wax on.
Is there any, like, I don't know, digging pun you want to say? Like, can you dig it, or?
I look at, like, after I get done digging, I kind of set my shovel into the dirt a little bit and lean on it, and I look at O'Hare and I say, sometimes I like to use magic, you know, but my shovel is really my ace of spades.
And I go,
Because it's a spade.
Right now, right. I'm with you.
Okay, yeah. So as Duvall goes limp, with his last breath, you hear him whisper, "That was dumb."
Hey, fuck off, Duvall.
He's dead. He got the last word.
God damn it.
I mean, you could probably kick him or something if you want. He's dead.
I'm going to pee on him. I'm just going to pee into the hole.
Roll to pee?
Roll to pee. It's not going to hit. Nope, doesn't hit.
I mean, he's dead. It doesn't have an armor class.
All right, it's a mediocre stream of pee.
Cool, good. He's definitely peed on, and since he's already covered in dirt, it's just kind of, it hit the dirt and it's just kind of soaking into his gross corpse. And, like, you don't know it at this particular moment, but you know in the future people will comment on how smelly that spot is.
Good.
And they're going to be real judgy about it, too. Like, ugh.
Actually, you know what? Let's get him out of here. He doesn't deserve to be buried in a cemetery.
Going to dig through your pee?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not. I'm pretty much just fucking losing for winning at this point.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I mean, one of us has a shovel. All right. I guess I'll fucking...
You want me to put my pee covered, your pee on my shovel on my back?
That's fine. I'll just fucking clamber through it. So I clamber through piss, dirt, and blood, and I yank him out.
Wait. When he gets to about 1 foot away from getting his body out, I cast excavate. And excavate the rest of the dirt out from him.
All right, so you cast excavate, and he's just shit out of the ground.
Is he decapitated?
He's hanging on by a thread, but another corpse did come up with him.
I'm just going to do the rest of the lopping of the head off, and then I'm going to throw that on with me. I'm taking his head. That's going to be a thing. We're going to be guys with heads with us.
Okay.
Sweet. I love it. All right, so you lop off his head, and you put it in your pack.
All right.
I'm just going to say you inspect his dead corpse well. So while digging through his coat, because he kind of had a larger coat that he wore, you pull out a sheathed knife, and you recognize it as the black blade that he killed Luis with. And the knife has the blade itself is almost an obsidian black, and it is clearly made of stone, but it's not as translucent as maybe obsidian would be, even though it's not really obsidian, or translucent, I guess. But it's made of an unknown stone. And at the end of the hilt, there's a glowing red gemerald.
Well, this is totally fucking mine now.
Could this be a relic?
It very well could. We're going to have to take it to someone who knows these things. I'm going to just kind of touch it to the head of fucking the Savior, whatever his name was. What was his name?
Chaz.
The Prophecy.
Chaz. Or I'm going to touch it to Chaz and does anything
happen?
Of course
his fucking name is Chaz.
I mean, you guys never asked.
It's Chaz. It's Charlie.
It's tattooed on his, it was tattooed on his knuckles.
I'd say it's pretty well known.
Does anything happen if I touch the blade to the Chaz's noggin? I'm looking for his tattoo. I want to see if his tattoo like does anything weird.
It's not a tattoo, it's a birthmark.
Okay, it's birthmark. Does his birthmark do anything?
No, his birthmark doesn't do anything.
Fuck, but I just realized that his birthmark, the gravestones were at the cemetery. Fuck.
Oh. Shit.
It doesn't do anything, but you do hear a voice in your head, very faintly, and he just says, "Dude, stop touching me."
Ah, fuck.
No. We're gonna have to talk to fucking Chaz now.
And that's it, buddy.
Great. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that one. Both episode 1 and 2 of The Path of Prophecy were both recorded at the same time. So rest assured for the next episodes going forward, we are going to try to work on our audio problems. But as far as the music in this episode, only one song that needs to be listed, and that is Inspector, written and produced by Dark Fantasy Studio and Nicholas Judy. Now, if you missed it last time, this song playing in the background is the prophecy that is part of the story, but in song form, played and sung by Austin Witten. Enjoy.
Is born of wars, long waged, a unity formed, tempers a sage. This lasting peace was doomed to fail. Beneath their seas, the real threat hails. Pain and strife will wreathe this earth. Suffer then, storm clouds thrice cursed, chosen, plucked from boughs of peace, who bears the mark of those deceased. Peel the thread and tear it asunder, lest your world the demons plunder. Assemble now the relic 7, use the strength, protect thy brethren.